You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Some members of the legislature want to eliminate the elected Michigan Board of Education. Some legislators say the Board of Ed has become little more than a debating society. But if it's so irrelevant, you have to wonder why those same legislators get so worked up about the Education Board's actions. Joining me to discuss that are our Friday commentators. Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow with Public Sector Consultants and the former Republican Majority Leader in the State Senate. Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Ken, the State Board of Education is mandated by the state constitution. Why has it fallen into disfavor among some legislators?
Well, as you point out, Lester, the 1963 Constitution created the State Board of Education. It had existed prior to that. The theory was, if you read the Constitution, that they were going to be in charge of education policy in Michigan. But over time, their authority has been largely eroded. And from my point of view, and I think from others, that they've become less and less significant and relevant in terms of education policy. Now, they do take some actions that irritate primarily Republican legislators. But this idea of eliminating them through a ballot proposal to amend the Constitution is really kind of a reoccurring theme and reoccurring issue. This isn't the first time that someone's proposed that.
Vicki, in a Free Press article by Lori Higgins, she noted that the academic outcomes for Michigan students has fallen dramatically over the last couple of decades, putting the state rankings around the bottom 10 in the nation. Some legislators blame the Board of Education. Some members of the board say Michigan was among the best states in education achievement until governors started stripping powers from the board, as Ken mentioned. What's your take?
My take is I agree with the State Board of Education's assessment. There has been so much tinkering by the legislature into education policy without a full understanding of what the ramifications of those bills and their outcomes would mean for children. We have turned our education system into basically a testing system without real education outcomes being demanded. They're simply teaching to a test. They've also demoralized education and teachers, driving down enrollment in education students across the state, and they've left many openings in the public school system, all while they've expanded funneling money to charter schools, which are left unaccountable by the legislature and cannot be accounted for by the State Board of Education because they have no oversight over them, and then blaming all of these failures on the State Board of Ed and reducing funding all the while.
You know, until recently, the board has long been made up of a majority of Democrats who were accused of engaging in identity politics, such as calling for transgender students to use the bathroom of the sex with which they identify. Now the board is made up of four Democrats, four Republicans elected by the people. One of the Republicans says that means we can stop them from doing stupid stuff and they can stop us from doing stupid stuff. Ken, does that partisan balance make the Board of Education more relevant?
No, it certainly doesn't. I mean, part of the problem is there's a disconnect between the theory, the original theory that by having a State Board of Education, you're going to take politics out of education policy, and the reality. The reality is that these people get elected on a statewide ballot. Nobody knows who they are, with minor exceptions. You know, family and friends know who they are. And they get elected on a partisan ballot. I mean, they're on the ballot as Republicans or Democrats, meaning that people who go into the voting booth, by and large, the only thing you know about them is their partisan affiliation. So there's this incredible disconnect between the reality of how they get elected and the original theory of decades and decades ago that somehow they're going to be a sort of nonpartisan, bipartisan body.
So, Ken, can that be fixed in any way?
My view is they're irrelevant. But that's an argument both for eliminating them and not eliminating them. I mean, if they're irrelevant, then why spend any time putting something on the ballot and having a debate about should they go or not go? And this dust up between the state board and the legislature is just a function of the battles in education policy today. I mean, charter schools, standardized testing, third grade reading, gender identity, what to do about failing schools, teacher evaluation. Whether the state board is around or not, those debates are going to continue.
Vicki, Governor Rick Snyder's 21st Century Education Commission recommended to either allow the governor to appoint the members of the State Board of Education, or allow the governor to directly appoint the state superintendent and then abolish the state board, or change the board by removing partisan nominations and expand membership to include appointments by the governor. Do any of those choices resolve the concerns of the Board of Education's critics?
I don't know. I think having term-limited legislators stay out of the business of educating our children probably makes the most sense. And remember, if you really want to politicize education, remember what happened when Governor Snyder installed an education director in the EAA, the Education Achievement Authority, which took over a large number of schools in the Detroit metropolitan area, mostly in the city of Detroit. And it was a massive failure. It was a political mess. It was an education mess. It was a financial mess. The governor hasn't done too well appointing financial managers or people to oversee large groups of public entities altogether. I want to point out the failure of the Flint water system and the unemployment insurance organization. So I really don't think putting the entire education system of the public schools in the hands of a governor who doesn't know what he or she is doing. So I have a real problem with that. And as for people being on the Board of Education that are elected by the people and nobody knows who they are, that's not the fault of the State Board of Education. People have an obligation to research who they're voting for. And to blame the Board of Education for the fact that some people claim nobody knows who they are is absolutely ridiculous. Are you going to then change how we appoint the Board of Governors for all of the research universities across the state? The whole discussion is really leaving out the main question. How do we improve education for the students in the state of Michigan and get out of this quagmire of being at the bottom? We have tried cyber schools, which aren't working. We have tried charter schools, which are drifting toward more and more profits, going to shareholders of companies taking money out of the school books of children. And we have demoralized teachers, and we are now faced with a lack of quality public education students going into public education teaching. We have a real problem, and blaming the State Board of Ed, which is elected to solve these problems, is not going to solve them at all.
Okay, so I have an assignment for you too. Within a week, maybe next week, I want you guys to come up with a resolution to fix all the schools.
Well, I don't.
Who knew it would be so hard?
I don't blame the State Board of Education for anything. Actually, I mean, you know, I think by and large they're fine people. They're volunteering essentially their time on the one thing that everybody agrees on, and that is a statement that education is important. The problem is after that there is no agreement. So I think Vicky's right. You know, don't blame the State Board for anything. My view is just that they're irrelevant. And we have kind of an incoherent accountability system in education with multiple actors, which leads to what I think in Michigan is an incoherent education policy.
Which is the problem of the legislature constantly trying to tinker with an education system when very few of them are professional educators. And that's really the problem.
That's Vicky Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. And Ken Sikkema, a senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican legislator, he joined us by Skype. Thanks to both of you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks, Lester.